We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
It is the Sunday, March 6, 2016 edition of this worldwide broadcast. I'm Alex Jones here live. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, InfoWars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. Also, InfoWars.com/show. Wow, things are really getting wild. The establishment got behind Marco Rubio against Donald Trump. The money got behind him, but that's not really helping Rubio. He obviously lost in many of the caucus and primary states we saw over the weekend. Trump stays in front as Cruz raises pressure with split decision, setback for establishment. Meanwhile, in a national poll, Trump and Clinton are tied in Michigan. They retain their leads in the delegate chase. Sanders saying, don't write us off. I'm reading Drudge Report headlines. 56% say race, very interesting. Should be 100%. It's over the top crazy. Romney, now here's the big one. We told you this was coming first on this show 2 weeks ago with Roger Stone. Romney won't rule out accepting nomination at contested convention. Meanwhile, Cruz says media sitting on bombshells about Trump. That's been my biggest concern. And they're going to make a big deal about women. I mean, Hillary's got girlfriends openly she travels with. My issue is that they probably aren't even real bombshells. They'll just act like they're new bombshells. And then meanwhile, speaking of Roger Stone, who is the real Ted Cruz? He's got an article out. I think it's from Breitbart that we're linked to. No, it's Daily Caller. It's linked up on InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com as well as right there on Drudge. But Rubio's problem is he does look like a little boy, even though he's the same age as Cruz. He just doesn't look very manly, and people want that in a leader. I don't blame him, but Drudge has a great photo of Rubio, I guess, visited some funhouse and sat in a chair that would be regular size for a 12-foot man. He looks like a little baby. Simply amazing. Now, I do want to open the phones up today, even in the first hour, not just the second hour. We will be doing that to talk about the campaign, where you see it's going, what you really think the state of the economy is. Nancy Reagan, obviously dead at 94 of congestive heart failure. That woman was so hated by the left and so demonized. I never really attacked the lady, but I would when I would see her as an elitist and not like her for some reason. And I was psychoanalyzing that the last few years, and I thought about it this morning when I woke up and learned she was dead. So I'm going to talk about why the left really hated her today and how growing up, just seeing her demonized on television and by comedians and by all these books and the rest of it, that some of that BS rubbed off on me. And again, not publicly. But I remember when Reagan died, and I was at the RNC covering it in 2004, and she was up there talking about it. I remember seeing, oh, they're using his death. Oh, it's sick. It's political. Oh, and obviously some of it was. But she loved him. I mean, they were married, and she did kiss the coffin, the flag-draped coffin. And, you know, she did love Reagan. And why were they attacking her? What did she really do? The answer is nothing. Then I started going, wait a minute. I remember talking to people about how Nancy Reagan thought George Herbert Walker Bush had had him shot and how much she hated him. So I Googled it today and found a bunch of mainstream articles about it. And so I shot a special report. I even came into work early to do it. It'll be on the show tomorrow as we're going to add all the graphics and all the articles. She did not want to go to dinner with him after he was shot. She did not want them around her. And George Herbert Walker Bush wrote a book demonizing her, claiming she was jealous of Barbara, who was about as ladylike as, you know, an old shoe compared to Nancy Reagan. What Nancy Reagan really said is, those people think they're president, they're trying to push us out, they're dangerous, I don't want them anywhere near me. Because the inside baseball is, we're going to get Wayne Madsen and others on about this, she knew Herbert Walker had met with the shooter's brother the day before.
He's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society.
That was former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich explaining why the Republican establishment is so scared of Donald Trump. Gingrich would know about secret societies, given his affiliation with Bohemian Grove, although he could also be speaking of the Skull and Bones Club, which is notorious for its initiation rituals. So far, Trump has played the role of outsider, and people are loving him for it, but he has held private briefings with some secret society types, like Richard Haass. Haass is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's also a member of the influential Trilateral Commission and a Bilderberg attendee. Earlier this week, a number of prominent neocons released an open letter stating their opposition to the candidacy of Donald Trump. Haass did not sign the letter. Could Richard Haass be one of Trump's potential cabinet picks? Read more now at Infowars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, excuse me, I wasn't ready as we came in live because I was busy texting Roger Stone. Big developments, lots to divulge, new inside baseball pouring out that he just learned today. And so, Nico, give him a call, see when he wants to come on in the next hour and a half or so. That's the big consummate Trump insider. Top linked on DrudgeReport.com is the story from the Daily Caller. And it, who is the real Ted Cruz? And it goes into the Goldman Sachs connections, all the rest of it, the Council on Foreign Relations connections. The reason I'm most concerned is he helped Honcho, Obamacare, his wife helped Honcho, North American Union, TPP stuff at the CFR, and he did this for George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. Now, maybe that's where he came from, and he really is a patriot, and he's had a lot of good votes the last 4 years in the U.S. Senate. So I like Ted Cruz. I'll give people a few passes, but I don't like it, and I'm investigating it. Just like Donald Trump coming out in last Thursday's Fox debate and saying he likes Richard N. Haass. And I heard that and went, that's the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, who he just met with the day before. Then Newt Gingrich came out, who is a top globalist. See, I don't really watch people's rhetoric on TV. I read their books, and I read the forewords to their books, and I've read the PhD papers he wrote. There's a reason Gingrich came from nowhere as a college professor to be Speaker of the House. The globalist. He's been to Bilderberg. They love him. He is in line to be a Henry Kissinger or a Richard N. Haass. In fact, I describe the globalists like shark teeth. And the day that Rockefeller's already fallen out, he's like 99. Kissinger's kind of going over the Blue Mountains. You know, he's fading out, doddering about a little bit. But those guys ran the Western world. I mean, they were the main honchos for the big shareholders, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. But the shark teeth row behind that is coming in. And the row behind that is people like Newt Gingrich. Now, look, I don't blame Trump meeting with the top power brokers because it's good cop, bad cop. They're coming after him with everything they got. The system's against him. Everybody from the Pope to the former British prime minister to the former Mexican president to the Chinese government. I mean, you name it, they're against him. And, of course, this is the good cop maneuver. But it's being watched very carefully because I'm not like all in now for Trump. And so I'm going to sit here and be foolish and ignore what I see happening. I don't think it's critical yet because I'm sophisticated, but it is edging into very smelly territory. It's one thing if Trump's at dinner with these people, but he better not get in the bed with them. We're going to talk to Roger Stone, who's texting me right now about that coming up. Yeah, he wants to come on next hour, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, Nico. So just, he wants to do phones. He's on the road. So that, and I just have to have Stone all the time because he's just all over the news. He's all over the inside of what's happening with Trump. He is the Trump insider. And let's just say he's a conduit that can get info out that Trump doesn't want to put out at this time. And so You could say, like in Lord of the Rings, you have the mouth of Sauron. I guess you could say to a certain extent, Stone is the mouth of Trump. So he'll be joining us, the uncensored mouth. And we appreciate him coming on with us so often, pretty much every day. Now, before we go any further here, let me just, since I mentioned it, play this clip of Newt Gingrich before I get to all these others, because it's such a fascinating clip. Here's Newt Gingrich, who writes books about how he wants world government and microchips in the population, and the foreword for, was it Future Shock, Alvin and Heidi Toffler's 1988 bestseller, whatever year it was, you can look it up. The foreword's online. The public's going to have microchips, everything's driverless cars, a world elite will run everything. Oh, my God. It's such a utopia. He's a CFR darling. He helped steer the Republican Revolution down a rat hole in 1994. He took a revolution and quashed it. And now he's out endorsing Trump, saying Trump isn't part of the secret societies. Trump hasn't had the initiations. Let me tell you something. You don't get on the top committees unless you are a made man. And with the Italian mafia, you got to be Sicilian on both sides. And you've got to have killed at least three people in the service of the family that they can certify you killed with your bare hands. Now, what's a made man with the New World Order? You've got to follow their orders for decades, be really smart, do what they say at 3 a.m. if they call you. And it goes from the gambit of different subsections of killing people, child molestation, robbing, swindling, lying in court for people over and over again. Gay sex is just the opening entree. That's an hors d'oeuvre. Skull and bones, homosexual sex, bathing in human feces, being urinated on. I don't mean to be gross, but I mean, that's admitted in mainstream news about skull and bones. And people say, are they into it? No. You send your son there when he's a junior and you think worldly enough and they've had him at parties, already done some stuff, and they say, all right, we're going to worship Satan now. How's that sound? And there are feeder groups like Skull and Bones all over the United States. Just as I told you in an Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and other films I made over a decade ago, there are subsections of the Bavarian Illuminati, which then has its Skull and Bones as its first chapter at Yale in New Haven, Connecticut. And then you've got Bohemian Grove, taken over in 1900 by Taft, who's Bohemian Grove. They then take over other existing orders that are well-meaning and have good names, like Catholic orders, like this order of Scalia was in, and then it becomes a front for the Illuminati, and then you can keep close eyes on good people so you can control them. And that's just what they do. And the Bavarian Illuminati, because of its management, its organization, is one of the most powerful power cults out there. And you notice I talked about that and how Bohemian Grove was running other groups. And one reason I know about this is my dad moved us out of Dallas when I was 5 years old in a middle-class neighborhood and moved me to Rockwall, where we thought we were upper class. We weren't. We were billionaires. You swing a stick around you. And true Luciferianism was just all over the place. And I later learned that they tried when I was like 13, 14, and 15, we had to move because of it. So that's why I have a firsthand experience of this. They were trying to recruit me, now that I know what I saw, into a real Illuminati feeder group. It was not crackhead, PCP, LSD head, Satanist in a trailer, you know, listen to heavy metal thinking they're doing a satanic ritual. I mean, it was the real deal, right out of a movie, folks. And I knew to stay out of it. My gut was get away from this. Didn't matter if it was a hot, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old girl when you're 13, 14, super hot chick in a brand new, you know, black Mercedes sedan or whatever, Jaguar sedan, you name it, you know, takes you, shows you the best time you ever had, dating her 3 or 4 times, and then, boom, we got people want to meet you. People want to be involved with you. You're powerful. We want what you got. You're going places. And I'm not saying I'm even that special, but you got to really say these people know what they're doing. Because, boy, they were after me from a very young age. And you look, they rule this world, just like the Bible says, secret societies. And here he is, not even joking. Here is somebody saying Donald never got initiated. The truth is, he's never been in these groups. He likes to eat a cheeseburger and hang out with hot chicks. Here is the inside baseball, the externalization of the method being thrown in your face by an initiate. Undoubtedly, he's initiate of the high level. Here's Newt Gingrich spilling the beans.
And now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot
Why?
Imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
So there you go. They have no idea how to relate to him. And then they go on the longer pieces on Infowars.com, the full 5-minute interview, 6-minute interview, talking about he's not part of the secret society, not part of the elite. Those aren't metaphors. Those aren't allegories. That's what it is. And I got to say, the only group giving the Bavarian Illuminati a run for its money in the power structure is the pedophiles. And they cross over into it, but they're really the dominant group, because once you do that, there ain't no going back. And what a, you wonder why our leader's so evil? Because they're a bunch of child rapists. Never been a member of a secret society. Ronald Reagan wasn't part of one. I've talked to Matt Drudge. Not part of one. Globalists have never even approached him. And that's because they know he wouldn't sell out to them. People think joining some secret club is really cool. It's so people can use you and abuse you. I'm part of an open society. A push for free society. For renaissance. For human freedom and free will and free association. I got a lot of friends, but I'm a loner at the end of the day. Never really liked clubs. And I'm not knocking folks that are part of clubs. There are a lot of good clubs out there. We're very tribal people. But my tribe is God, private property, family, the right to self-defense, the natural order. And I look at the globalists and everything they do, it's about overthrowing that natural order so a bunch of control freaks can play God and create a monopoly. Here's the toll-free number to join us. I don't screen your calls, but sometimes I say I want to talk about certain subjects. And there's a wide discussion in the campaign 2016, the primaries, what you just saw. The Pope calls migrant crisis Arab invasion. Do I suddenly have to like Pope Francis now? Suddenly just said something true. Says Europe must rediscover its cultural roots. And says that many radical Muslims are not compatible in Europe. You mean Sunnis that came into Syria by the millions that were blowing up and killing and murdering everyone who kill other Muslims might not be compatible in Europe when they see women in miniskirts and rape them or attack them or poop in pools? Or burn things down? They're not compatible anywhere. Not in their own countries. You know, nobody will attack these figures, so I say really nasty things about the Pope, because I know the guy's not stupid. And he comes to the United States and says, you shouldn't have a wall, you should let everybody in. Anybody that builds walls is a devil. Not going to heaven. Excommunicated. And the Vatican has 200-foot walls, and he supported Italy. Not having, you know, millions of people just pour in. I was in Rome, man, just last year. There were homeless Africans and Arabs and gypsies everywhere. And, man, the Italians and others, the Russians, there were a lot of Russian tourists and German tourists, they would see gypsies, and they'd be scared and start... Because let me tell you, they will rob you. And then liberal media goes, it's a stereotype that gypsies rob. That's the admitted culture. In England, you can Google this, they are allowed to steal your travel trailer, your RV, because it's, quote, their culture. And the police let them keep them. Just type in Pikeys, that's Irish gypsies, but Romanov, Eastern Europeans are allowed to as well, are allowed to keep, what do they call them, travel wagons? I forget what the Brits call it, but it's mainstream news. They are allowed because it's their culture. How about, well, it's my culture to chop your head off. Well, okay, go ahead. I'll never forget, I was down at the lake one time with Finn's friends fishing at a community dock in this home association. And I'm sitting there with my kids fishing at the dock. It's a boat dock. There's like 6-7 boats there. It's a small dock. And I'm fishing, catching catfish and stuff in the morning. So I stayed at a friend's house and barbecued that night. We got up, we're fishing, catching catfish. And I don't know why I'm digressing. It's just political correctness. And there were the son and his UT professor wife were staying at their parents, her in-laws, lake house that was next door to the lake house I was staying at. And so they had a boat dock and a stall there. So they're right next to me. And I guess she knew who I was or something. And I'm sitting there like 7 in the morning drinking coffee, and my son is catching catfish and catching perch, catching a bunch of fish. He's all excited. My girls are running around catching fish. And I'm over here on the dock, and she comes over, and she goes, "We're going to have some gypsies here today." And I looked at her, and I was like, okay. And she goes, it's a right-wing thing that they steal stuff and do things. They really don't steal anything in their culture. They've been persecuted. You're not against gypsies, are you? And I went, I never really thought about it, but that's interesting. There's going to be gypsies here. Okay. I guess we're making a film with them or something with UT. That's what she told me. And so I'm sitting there, and like she comes back over and starts henpecking me. And my son's got a birthmark on the right-hand side of his head. Stork bites, what they call them in Germany. It's not like Mikhail Gorbachev with a huge one, but it's a cute little, you know, you love everything about your kids. Little kiss. It's like a kiss on the side of his head. And she said, she doesn't address me. It's so perfect. She addresses my 8-year-old son at the time. This is like 4 years ago or whatever. And she goes, "Did you get hurt? Did someone hurt you?" It's clearly a birthmark, little purple pink mark. He goes, "That's my birthmark." And she was like a neurotic, crazy woman. She wasn't bad looking, but she was just totally out of her mind. She looks at me, she goes, "Sorry, just checking. And I was just like, whoa. And I was like, okay. And then the gypsies show up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've read about gypsies and their genetic traits and stuff. That a lot of times the men have a lazy eye and the guy had the lazy eye, the whole nine yards. And he's sitting there. He starts, and they have this little gypsy kid when big waves are coming in. Now it's the afternoon, and I'm back down there about to go on a boat with my family and their friends that had the boat. And there's a little kid without a life jacket up underneath the boat docks with huge waves crashing in. And I'm sitting there Googling on my iPhone, yeah, gypsy culture, don't watch their kids. Yeah, lazy eye. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I've got like a storage shed. They have a storage shed area over there, and the guy's like digging around in there. So we go out on the boat, we come back, and they're digging on the side of the beach, quote, looking for treasure. And then I started looking into the lore of that. They're always looking for treasure. It was the exact stereotype. So then that night, they're over there at the house barbecuing. I go, I'm going to go over here and see this for myself. And I get over there, and there's all these liberals there, and they know who I am. And the gypsy guy comes over with the other gypsies. It's all men, except for the little girl they had with them. And she's like a little gypsy kid out of a movie. You know, real cute girl, black hair, you know, the dark eyes, but just look, you know, like a gypsy out of a movie, out of The Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. I mean, it was like, wow, these were Romanov gypsies. And they're like, "Better not cause a problem. The big head professor from UT, the leader of the gypsies, is coming. And he teaches they never did anything. And it's all lies of the Nazis." And I went, you know, the Aztecs took over Mayan culture and became really bloodthirsty and evil and killed most of the tribes around them. And the Nazis had an evil culture, too. But that doesn't mean Germans did it. And I said, I've looked into gypsies, and in general, it's their culture. They can rob outsiders. And I go, that's well known in all history. So just because the Nazis are bad doesn't mean then that the gypsies are all good. Cultures go bad. And I think the general gypsy culture in anthropology and sociology is parasitic. And I said, so shut up. I'm not going to be intimidated by you, and I'm sick of your political correctness. And that was the end of it.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones.
coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, I couldn't remember the exact headline I saw. It was out of the Daily Mail. It was also on the BBC a few years ago. Of what Brits call RVs. They call them caravans. And it was Pikeys allowed to keep caravans. Because my buddy Pat Riley, we couldn't find the article to put it on screen. He's watching right now at home in East Austin. And he was able to find it. So he's texting me, telling me. I mean, imagine, it's your culture. You're allowed to steal people's RVs. It's okay. I can get it's your culture. You're the Hopi Indians. You've been taking peyote or mescaline for thousands of years. Yes, it's part of your religion. You can take it, even though it's illegal. First Amendment. There it is. Police won't hand stolen caravan back to couple to protect human rights of the travelers living in it. And then it goes into the Pikeys. And so I'm not even bashing the Romanovs, which they think are probably northern Indians from India, you know, the classical nomadic gypsies. It's the Irish Pikeys are just as bad or worse. And then Brad Pitt makes movies about how cool they are. No, that's not cool, robbing people, being white trash. They don't want you to judge any culture and say it's out of control. Speaking of Pat Riley, he's going to get video of it. His wife, he has like a workout studio. He's a kinesiologist and just personal training. He also has a gym, and on the top floor is where he lives. And there's a well-known bar next door to him. And his wife was there the other day, and people were outside drinking beer. And all of a sudden, there were all these black kids, ages about 11 to 13, black girls, black guys, screaming, "Down with whites, we're going to get you, black power," all this stuff. She called him up actually scared. Everybody went in. There was like a big confrontation. And then he was at the park in central Austin on Lake Austin yesterday, and black teenagers, like about 12, 13, with iron pipes, broke into the baseball fields, broke in, were doing all this stuff. And I said, "Why didn't you call the cops?" And he just said, "I just got out of there." And then he's trying to leave, and they're like saying, "We're going to get you, Whitey. We're going to come after you." And he said, "You know, I had a knife on me and stuff, but I don't want to stab teenagers." He said, "I just left." And almost everyone I talked to downtown or in areas now says that's happening to them. They said there were like, you know, Mexicans or Mexican-Americans with their strollers and stuff, just ignoring the whole thing. But it was just like, "Hey, get out of here." And it's like the Klan. The Klan would run around looking for blacks saying, "Don't be around here." It's pure tribalism. And the reason I went off into all this is what they've... Oh, I forgot the most important part. Beyonce did that Super Bowl thing about Black Lives Matter and Whitey and all this. They were singing, in both cases, the Beyonce song, because his wife knew it. She liked it on the radio. They were singing it, a different group, like 3 days ago, as she's on the top of her house. They have a big balcony watching it happen. And then they're separately miles away at the park, walking the dog and going for a hike, and it's happening. And I mean, they're like, "Wow, do we even go out?" And again, I'm not a guy that gets into racial stuff. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, like half black, tons of black friends. It wasn't like that. There were some racist black folks that would attack you, and same thing, white guys, rednecks would see and go, "Get out of this bonfire, Yankee," and attack you. And I was from Texas. It's just tribal. I got that even when I was like 13 years old. But they've got great restaurants in gentrified East Austin. It's a great area. I won't go there anymore. And I was told they put pressure to get me off local radio for just talking about it, because the police know it's totally true. They didn't pressure. It was others. That, I mean, every time I've gone out to eat in East Austin at night, I've been harassed and demanded money because I'm basically white. And if this has happened to me and everybody I know, how bad must it be where I can't go to a boat dock without some weird white UT professor going, "You're white. Did you abuse your son? He has a red mark on his head. Oh, gypsies are coming. They're good people." Oh. I mean, they're just like weird, crazy people that want to dominate you with their social justice. They don't write books. They don't build cars. They don't plant crops. They don't paint pictures. They just obsess and boss all day and find phantoms of people that want to mess with them. All I want is human empowerment. I said I'd give the number out and take your calls. The toll-free number to join us about the election, about Trump, about everything that's happening is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We have a different number on Sundays than the weekday show. It's all produced in-house. That's 877-789-ALEX. Now, coming up in the next hour for about two segments is Trump insider, former head of his campaign, Roger Stone, who is the real Trump from the Daily Caller. It's up on Infowars.com. His connections to the New World Order and more. I'm not demonizing. I'm not attacking him. We're just going to investigate this with him coming up. But what got me on the whole gypsy jag was I was in Rome. We even got some video of this. I think I'm going to put out this week. We have so much footage. It just reminded me of today, and I had a meeting with Rob Due. He said, oh, I have that footage. We'll get it out. We'd be all over waiting to go into the old Roman Forum. We'd be waiting to go in the Colosseum. We'd be waiting to go in anywhere. And gypsies would just glide up with trained menace and say, give me money. And then menace, give me money, without saying, or I'm going to hurt you. Like, that's a nice watch. Oh, I really need some money. Bad things are going to happen. And I would just see the Italians in fear. Gypsies. And then you're on the news like, gypsies are the nicest people in the world. They're so loving and so good. We should all love them. This is political correctness. The Pope says that we have to accept unlimited criminals, undocumented, whoever. And granted, most of the folks coming in from Latin America are nice people and want to work hard. They just have to be vetted and checked, folks. We aborted all of our children, whether we were Hispanic, white, or black. So just, we got to bring folks in. I'm all for immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants. But put it to you this way. If it was a Latin American country, free in America, I'd move there. I ain't running from brown people. I love them. The point is that I'm not going to watch this hypocrite sit here and lecture me when he lives behind 200-foot walls. And then he comes out in a Breitbart article. We came out in Reuters. Pope calls migrant crisis an Arab invasion, close quote. Le Pen, the presidential frontrunner in France, was arrested for that very statement. Says Europe, think of that story, arrested for a speech. Says Europe must reconsider its cultural roots. And he went on to say countries should reach out. We should all love each other. We should work with each other. But it's okay for Europe to keep its identity and to be Christian. And that a lot of these Muslims being brought in are incompatible. Because it's true. I mean, you bring in 5 million radical jihadists who were busy invading other countries to teach other Muslims how to live their lives. I'm all for bringing in Jordanians and Lebanese, and the Iraqis I know are really cultured and smart and want freedom. They all wanted freedom. Our government brought in radical jihadis, blew up all their power plants, and put people in charge that literally won't let women take bags off their heads. And the left loves it. Because they hate the West so much that cultural suicide bombers like radical Muslims are beautiful to them. And then they can say, you got to conform to them, not they to our freedoms. If your wife wants to wear a bag over her head and have her sexual pleasure centers cut off, do it, but at 18. You're not chopping a woman's private parts off when she's a baby. And I used to, like, go, oh, well, you can argue with circumcision because, you know, you can claim there's some medical reasons for it because I'm circumcised. That's just what I expect. I live in it. But then I was thinking, wait a minute, why do I just accept this is how this is all done? And someone else made the decision. I'm not bashing my parents. I'm not going to feel like a victim, make some huge deal out of it. But there is an argument not to circumcise somebody. You know, if they're 16 or 18 and want to get it done, that's their issue. But why am I living under some religious dogma of 3,000 years old and that's just accepted and I didn't get to make that choice? But let me tell you, circumcision, from what I've read, is nothing compared to what they do to women's private parts. It's unbelievable. They mutilate the hell out of them. And you know what? I say Muslims can't do that to their daughters in America. And if you don't like it, get the hell out of my country. Go live in some hellhole and run around murdering each other all you want. Don't come here and do it, because I'm a real liberal, see? I'm for more freedom, lower taxes, and running my life. We're going to come back with your phone calls and a ton of clips. I haven't gotten to these clips yet. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, going to your phone calls. I didn't mean to get off into a jag about the Pope or circumcision or the rest of it. I'm just saying we're going to criticize the Muslims sexually mutilating their daughters. I mean, hardcore. There's no medical reason. They say it's evil to have pleasure. Why'd God give us that then? Why are we doing circumcisions? And there are some medical arguments for it, a lot of infections. I mean, I think circumcision is more arguable than the other thing, but still I think it's a free will issue. But then you got to ask, well, you know, kids can't make decisions. That's a whole nother show. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. We got loaded phone lines, Chase, Dan, Frank, Phil, Terry, Joshua, many others. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a second, but there's a few clips I want to get to before we do that. We played Newt Gingrich admitting that, well, Trump's not part of a secret society, part of the end club. This other clip is Beck. Beck is on ABC News comparing Trump to Hitler. I don't want to bash Beck. He's done some good work before, but, man, he's really doing unfair stuff. And then Friday he talked about, if I was on a stage with Trump, I'm going to play the whole 10-minute clip. I'm going to play part of it. You can find the whole thing online. I would stab him. So the Secret Service went there. It's certainly an incitement. He went, oh, Stu says I was saying I was going to stab my co-host. No, he says, if I was on the stage, I couldn't help myself, I'd stab him. So he did it as a publicity stunt, a desperate publicity stunt, because his media system is collapsing, according to the news. And according to, I mean, I was told this a year and a half ago, they were trying to sell me his channel. You know, the people that he has his channel on. It's like he pays $25 million a year for a feed on cable. Like, no one watches that. They watch content and information. It's the internet. Sure, we're on satellites and on some TV systems, but that's if they want us, we're on a satellite, not a channel. You want us, we're on TV satellites, and stations are picking them up all over. But we're free to air, but we're not paying for a channel. And so, I mean, I was like, and then another TV network offered us Glenn Beck's channel way before Trump ever came out and said he was in financial trouble. I don't want him to go away. But he thinks he's a cult leader and that he's God. And, you know, it's just sad to see him do this, because if I said, you know, I want to stab somebody, I'd get in trouble. Or I guess I'd have one of my people, if I said, if I was on a stage, this is quoting Trump, if I was on a stage, I couldn't help myself but stabbing. Secret Service shows up and I go, oh, I meant Nico. Right, Nico? I said I would stab you. So here's the clip.
Wait, if I were on the stage, I would have said, have you been listening to him tonight? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have you been listening to what I say about him?
And also, why would
no,
you
I
be
actually,
sitting
I believe
in
these
shoes.
Things. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
not going to be.
Would
you
can't
be
weird. Sit in their shoes. I mean, was he have gigantic shoes? How could you be
oh,
sitting
man,
in
if them? I were close enough and I had a knife. Really, I mean.
Wait, what?
The stabbing just wouldn't stop.
So they're talking about his shoes, meaning the feet, the hands, the size of the package. They're talking about Trump. It's a publicity stunt on purpose, and he knows he's going to lie to the Secret Service. That's called weasel behavior, a premeditated weasel behavior. I'm so sick of these premeditators. I'm tired of them. And I just wish that Glenn Beck wasn't always trying to get me kicked off radio stations, wasn't always behind the scenes going after our sponsors. We have our own products, so we just cut you out of the whole mix, bro. I mean, he literally, you know about his whole family and the mom committing suicide and the dad and all the weird stuff? Like an Amityville Horror episode. And then he'd call up other talk shows he didn't like when he heard that the wife had a miscarriage and congratulate him on a miscarriage. And Glenn Beck's an evil man. And that's why he's always claiming he's such a good person, is because he's a big, fat, effeminate bully. And so I won't take any pleasure in his collapse. But everybody that knows Glenn Beck hates him. I can't tell you, the Fox News people, the other talk show hosts, the people that know him, they say, my God, you've never seen a more conceited, arrogant, fake, hateful pansy. He does acting classes all day with all these pansies and literally hops around like, I mean, he is a Liberace, folks, a piece of weirdness in a man's world. And no wonder he doesn't like other men and people that are successful, because he's like a witch. Weird, freaky women hate other women that are successful and want to push them down. That's a very bad feminine trait, I found. He's a woman. And I don't mean that to women that are real women. I mean, he's a bad woman. Lynn Beck is a haughty tart. He's a haughty, arrogant, narcissistic, cowardly piece of crap. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry I said I wouldn't do it. I just can't help it. I just have to tell the truth. I'm sorry. I apologize. I want to go to Chase. I want to go to Phil. I want to go to a bunch of people. I'm going to go to you in just a moment. But since I mentioned the other clip, let's go ahead and play Kasich. And by the way, he's in the Washington Times. He gave a speech. Mitt Romney said we should have a broker convention. Even if Trump gets 900 delegates or 1,000, but doesn't get the 1,100 and something. And now Kasich has come out at CPAC and said, let's take it away from him. Man, that they never do that in elections. That is so criminal. They changed the rules in the 70s, both the Democrats and Republicans, to do it. Talk about nakedly stealing stuff. They're doing it. They're openly selling it to all the wannabe Republicans in their little sports jackets who are about as conservative as $3 bills. You know, the left came in and took over conservatism after Goldwater scared them. And you talk to these average Republicans, they'll laugh at you, and they're total abortion-loving, devil-loving, open-border-loving, corporate pimps that want a big slave population. And they'll laugh at you because they're cynical and hate everybody, including their family, and they think I'm weak because I care about people. Yeah, I'll show them weak they ever throw the first punch when I get my hands around their throat. When I turn that governor off, you people are cowards. You don't have any empathy because you're not alive. If you were alive, you'd have empathy. You'd have a lot of it. But we'll get you. Think you're going to get us? Let's go to this clip. Here's Kasich.
But the fact is, Sean, you have to do it right, and you can't have a bunch of people in smoke-filled rooms who are the establishment, by the way, and you and I never been the establishment.
Talk about never, spin.
Okay? And my only fear of a convention is
hit
that
pause.
These...
Hit pause. Back it up. This is so rich. This is the new thing. We're not, Newt Gingrich is anti-establishment now. You got Kasich, total insider establishment, and you and I, Sean, we're not establishment, so Sean won't call him on it. We don't want smoke-filled rooms. We're going to steal the convention from the popular vote for the nomination in front of everybody. Because if you rape a woman at high noon in the town square, it's not rape. So let's go back to this textbook spin. Here it is.
Who are the establishment, by the way? And you and I never been the establishment.
Oh, no.
Never, okay? And my only fear of a convention is that these kind of connected interests would dominate. And we're going to have to prevent
that.
But
I'm a little concerned that this is... You think your only path to the nomination is through a broker.
Well, look, I have to win. It's not impossible. I have to win. After I win Ohio, I have to win 68% of the remaining delegates. Marco's got to win like 64. And, you know, Ted is somewhere around 59 or 60. It's unlikely. And so if nobody goes to the convention with enough delegates, then we're going to have to meet in. By the way, they told me the convention's going to be held in Cleveland. That's kind of interesting.
Place close to home.
And the word is there's stuff in the ballot boxes in the early voting in Ohio right now, even though he's behind in many of the polls against Trump. So you get how this works. You get how this confidence game works. We're not smoke-filled rooms. We're anti-establishment. That's why nobody's going to get enough votes. Yeah, he'll have 1,000, 1,100 or whatever, 900 on the low end, and then Kasich will have 100, but he didn't get the majority, so we get to steal it. We're not establishment. We're not stealing it. We just are. And by the way, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and you didn't build your business. Briefly, we are listener-supported, and you're the folks that spread the word about this transmission, whether it's on AM, FM stations, TV, radio, internet, you name it. We're running a big special that ends tomorrow morning. 50% off on the highest quality colloidal silver bullet you're ever going to find. Everybody needs this topically, inside, you name it. Antibiotics, in many cases, aren't working anymore. It's one more tool in the arsenal. It funds the broadcast. It's $9.95. This same bottle at major health food stores, we private label it, is $24.95. It's $9.95. And that purchase funds our operation. The Hillary for Prison shirts. Anthroplex, incredible booster to block all the estrogen mimickers and the rest of it. InfoWarsLife.com or call 888 888- 800-253-3139, and you put wind in our sails to build the true liberty-based, hardcore information warfare system with Truth as Our Weapon, InfoWarsLife.com, a lot of other specials in tomorrow. Check them out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Racial voting really bothers me. If there was a black constitutional libertarian that had a history of being a patriot, I'd vote for him and love voting for a black person. Try to bring unity. It'd be the cherry on top. Marco Rubio just won Puerto Rico, the Republican primary. And it's all because of a Spanish surname. I mean, it is racial politics. White people do it. Everybody does it. But it's just, let's be honest, it's not just white people that do racial stuff. I just want the Renaissance to take over. I just want life extension. I want to go to space. I want humanity to win. But elites can control people playing us off against each other and stealing all the resources. And if we go down this path, we may not survive as a species. I want to go to your phone calls. Terry and Cindy. And, of course, Chase and others, they're up first. We got Dan was talking about Ron Paul coming out against Trump. Ron Paul's a purist libertarian, not even so much a populist. And I respect his view. I can see a lot of problems with Trump. And it's good to be a purist. You know, at a certain point, you can do that. I'm just saying the establishment hates him. He's the best vote right now. And if he turns against freedom, we'll go after him. You notice how he came out against torture once he knew the facts. I mean, I actually like that. It's not a flip-flop. He changed his view. There's a reason they're panicking against Trump. We'll talk about it later. Terry in Minnesota, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, a quick bio. I'm about a one-month listener. I talked to you last week for the first time. I've been trying to do a lot of catch-up on the YouTube to see where everything's all with you guys. I noticed you did a January 17th show on, I think, Satan or something like that. But I'm a Bible guy, too. As far as Trump goes, I'm more of a spiritual guy, Alex, than a Bible guy. I'm more spiritually in tune. Your show is real secular and scriptural.
No, it's okay. No. I mean, I'm anti-religion, pro-spiritual, pro-God.
Well, here's my thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Back Creek Stone.
No, I haven't.
Okay, the guy that deciphered that, Glenn Beck was talking about that on the show when they got rid of him, 3 years ago. And they found this thing. Anyway, it was around the turn of the century, 1900s. The guy that deciphered that, the scholar that deciphered that stone, basically is my Bible teacher. And he's pretty good. He's head of the largest...
I know they found a bunch of ancient stones. They've dug up Vikings all over Canada, the U.S. That was trade. That was Chinese jade that the Aztecs had. That was trade into Tulum. And other areas. So we know there's a lot of history we don't know about. And the elite reportedly do have those annals. And they keep that from us because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Chase now. Chase in Texas. Chase, you're on the air.
Hey, sir.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right. Okay, I get. Anyhow, I know I've called in a bunch, but I just wanted to say, I want to pay my respects to Nancy Reagan passing. She was a true first lady to this nation. And secondly, as far as the Glenn Beck guy, you know, I really got a bad taste in my mouth about him when he sank the Deborah Medina campaign with far as 9/11 truth. But
sure. I mean, isn't Glenn Beck discredited that it comes out? There's 28 pages that Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. Our government, bare minimum, stood down. That's members of Congress have read it. It's proof. Our own military blew the whistle in closed hearings. They were ordered to stand down. We already knew that, but it's a fact. And he can call us traitors all day. He is the sack of garbage saying we're traitors.
Well, I think he's phony as a $3 bill, and I've said that for years. And that's what really kind of perturbed me about him, back during the Medina campaign. But, you know, I'm a forgiving man. I'm a Christian. But in my opinion, if Mr. Trump's listening or Mr. Stone's listening, I think it's time to take the governor off. Let's go double-barrel blast the truth. We need to hit him with everything.
I hear you, brother, and you're welcome to call in when we got open phones. A few days a week we do first-time caller. You're welcome. God bless you. All right, we've got other callers. We got Dan and Frank and Phil and Joshua and so many others, Cindy and Rusty and others holding. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Roger Stone is listening. He was on hold when you just said that. We're going to come back and talk to him straight away from thestonezone.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live now into the second hour. Roger Stone's with us this segment and the next, but I'm going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. This is going to be fast moving. We're going to go to Phil and others here in just a moment. Rusty, Cindy, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, because after he leaves us, we'll be taking calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Roger Stone has the top story there on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, and the question he asks is, who is the real Ted Cruz? There's another story up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and on Drudge. Mitt Romney won't rule out accepting GOP nomination at contested convention. And we just played John Kasich, the Ohio governor, where we have major evidence of election fraud and early voting and absentee ballots right now. We reported on that last week, saying he will win and that they will broker the convention in his home state. And he plans to take it from Trump, even if Trump has 1,000 delegates. And Kasich has 5. He will be our president. So incredible mainlining psychological inoculation to condition us to accept this. So getting into election fraud, getting into the attacks, getting into who Ted Cruz really is Roger Stone joining us via the phone, the consummate Trump insider, former head of his campaign and Trump confidant. Roger, thanks for coming on 3 or 4 days a week. Things are so fast moving and I couldn't think of a better expert to get on. Where do you want to start first?
I've never really seen anything like this in almost 40 years in American politics, working in 9 presidential campaigns. Alan, first of all, the place to start, I guess, is the incredible onslaught of anti-Trump television ads now completely saturating the airwaves in Florida, in Ohio, and nationally. I'm able to report to you, last week reported that $75 million gathered by the Koch brothers, not their own money, very clever.
And your phone cut out for a moment on the Koch brothers. Start back over what had been gathered. Yeah. You first broke that. Drudge ran it. Went viral. You've been proven right.
Yes, but it is now there's developments here. Their pot is up from $75 million to $145 million. So there are now additional.
Whoa, $145 million to crush Trump.
In a national television advertisement. I must tell you, Alex, here in Florida, you cannot turn on the television, the cable, the radio without getting a vicious anti-Trump commercial. I've never seen anything like it. You have Rubio and Cruz working together in Puerto Rico, squeezing Trump out. Cruz purposely draining votes from Trump so that Rubio took all 23 delegates there today. It's an overall example of what's happening here. The establishment is playing a multi-handed game. On the one hand, they're using Ted Cruz to block Trump, giving him some faint hope that he could emerge as the candidate, that they'd rather be with him, given his Goldman Sachs connections, his establishment roots, than Trump. You also have massive reports of voter fraud, not just in Texas, which, as you know, are very well publicized in the mainstream media, Travis County, Dallas County, and 6 other counties, but now additional evidence of fraud in Kansas, In Oklahoma, we set up an 800 number. The phone lines are burning up. People are sending us videos. And it is virtually the same. It appears to be a steal in those states away from Trump, awarding votes that he did not win to either Marco Rubio, which was the case in Texas, where I suspect Karl Rove is in the House, and Ted Cruz. You have the sad fact, though, that even the establishment knows Ted Cruz can't get 1,237 delegates on the.
So they're just ballot. Scuttling it so Hillary wins, or are they planning? Because Kasich seems very confident. He says he's going to get it and just take it when the convention happens in his home state.
Well, as you know, the establishment doesn't always speak with one voice. They have their own internal competition. The Kennedys and the Rockefellers both wanted to be president. They still both went to the Bilderberger meetings and sat at the CFR.
Exactly.
And you have the same thing here. Kasich wants it. Romney wants it. Marco Rubio wants it, but Marco Rubio has got to show some legs in Florida or he's done. That's why Romney hasn't endorsed him. Romney doesn't wish success on Marco other than as a pawn for the establishment. This is the exact Barry Goldwater playbook. This is exactly what they tried to do in the Stop Goldwater movement. And yes, Alex, you hit it on the head. If they can't have it themselves, it's rule or ruin. If Trump is going to be the nominee, they will scuttle his nomination in a general election.
They are complete traitors. Don't they endanger forever destroying the Republican Party with a move like that?
Yes, but they don't care because, as we know, they're all globalists. And globalist Hillary Clinton is preferable to them to nationalist Donald Trump. Particularly a Donald Trump who can't be swayed by their money and their contributions.
Well, two weeks ago you were here in studio and you said, you know, last night they met, $75 million, it came out later. They're going to run his campaign, came out 3 days later. They're going to do all this in Florida. It's now happened. They lined up all the donors. I mean, here you are, 40 years of this. You've never seen anything like it. Why are they so scared of Trump? Is Gingrich right? The quote, because he's never been in the secret society, he's not part of the club. What do you think of Gingrich's cryptic statement on that front?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's happened. I think that they are petrified that he doesn't share their anti-American, or I should say anti-American sovereignty views. Look, watch for this. This is coming next. Jeb Bush has 25 to $30 million left of that Wall Street money in his super PAC. Look for him to shift that money behind the anti-Trump drive. I'm told that Barbara Bush herself is calling party leaders saying Trump must be stopped and that the Romney, Kasich, Rubio people need to speak among themselves. And it's very clear to me, for example, that you saw in the primaries this weekend, Trump lost Maine, he lost Kansas, both places with a much more narrow electorate where Ted Cruz simply out-organized him. But Trump was able to romp in Louisiana and Kentucky, however, by much smaller margins than the poll showed a week ago. Late-breaking voters in the Super Tuesday primary and the most recent primaries and sophisticated polling show the undecideds breaking late against Trump, which means...
That means the targeted brainwashing is starting to work.
That is exactly right. So now the question is really, the focus is really on Trump and his campaign. I do have a special report for you, and that is will warm the cockles of your heart. As you know, in his press conference in Palm Beach, Trump said that among those he would look to for foreign policy advice was Richard Haass. This is the same Richard Haass who gave a speech just before Putin moved into Crimea saying we didn't need to worry about the Soviets. They were just a global power. Spoken to this morning by an intimate of mine at his synagogue in New York, I said that he would never serve a President Trump, and he considered Trump a joke. So it is very clear that this attempt to get Trump to swallow Haass as an advisor was something someone put in his mind. Haass has no interest, and I would hope Trump will figure out that Haass is a globalist. Is a neocon.
Well, let's go further. It's clear. They approach him. He meets with them out of respect. They leak it knowing they're hated to hurt him. They're listening to me. The only way to destroy Trump is for them to endorse him.
Well, and Haass met privately with Trump, and now it's the Romney-style betrayal.
Well, you were right. I'm not trying to kiss your rump here. It's totally true. You have called everything in royal flush spades. You said Romney was getting ready. And I know I believe you, but I thought, man, you're off the reservation. A week and a half later, he does it. He now tells the Washington Times and in a speech, he says, I may take a broker convention. If people want me, I'm going to be president. I'll take the nomination. Everything you said has come true. You were told that by sources, or did you just divine that?
Sources. I mean, Alex, I spent 9 years in this business. I have friends working in every one of these campaigns. And in politics, people talk. I have an underground of sources in every one of these campaigns. I know people, I'm friends with people globally who are working for Romney.
No, I understand. You called it a StoneZone.com. Stay there, Roger. Roger, stay there. I want to come back with you. If you'll even stay longer, too, we'll take these callers so they can talk to you. But this is so important because the establishment is in a panic, cardiac arrest over Trump. They're pulling out the stops. And you heard it. It appears that they're finally starting to slow him. They're slowing his rise. They're cutting off his numbers.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's got to leave us after this segment. Then I'll go to your calls for the balance of the broadcast. And I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern for the four-hour broadcast. But you heard him. 40 years in politics, 9 campaigns, worked in 4 administrations inside of him, highest levels. He's never seen anything like it. The New York Times, you know, claims, oh, Trump met with us and said it's all rhetoric. Well, if that was the case, they wouldn't be going after him. Because, you know, Clinton and Bush and people told the papers it's all rhetoric and they believed it. They hate Trump for some reason. And they are scared to death right now. Roger, what are the other big issues here? It's just so incredible to see Romney saying, hey, we'll have a broker convention. To see Kasich saying it, to see them mainlining it. Kasich said, we're not men in smoky rooms. We're going to be legitimate. And no matter what Trump does, we're going to take it from him. That is total 1984 doublespeak bizarro land. We're going to steal it, but we're going to do it right. They are out of control. This is just for me a referendum against the elite now. But what really scared me was you said the numbers show, and that's what I, as a layman studying this, saw. His wins weren't as big as they were. Places he might have won by small margins, he lost. That tells me what we saw in Texas and other states is in. They are shaving points. They are cheating Trump to make it look legitimate at a broker convention. Tell us what you really think is going on, Roger Stone.
Yeah, the good news here, of course, is this fight is far from over. As you know, I'm working with the Trump Ballot Security Project. We've set up, as I told you, a toll-free number where we're getting reports. Recognize that if we can find enough documentation of vote stealing, then we can challenge the Cruz delegates in the Credentials Committee at the convention. We can move to unseat stolen delegates in Texas, Kansas, Kentucky, and other states. This fight is far from over. I'm working with many veterans of the Ron Paul operation and others. So I'm going back to Reagan to put together a strategy to stop the steal. For those who want to support our efforts, or if anybody knows the voter fraud or irregularity, you can go to stopthesteal.org, and you can help us. You can contact us. You can send us videotapes. You can send us photos. And, of course, you can make a contribution. We are doing really what the Trump campaign doesn't seem to be doing in this case. We hope to have poll watchers, trained poll watchers, in every site in Florida. Believe me, I know Florida intimately, having been involved in the recount. If we don't do this, they will steal the state from Marco Rubio. So this is prophylactic, as well as looking at some of the big voter irregularities that we've already seen. This is Armageddon. This is the fight, and we need folks to get down in there. Trump, I think, has to articulate in more specific terms his agenda. He has to romp in Ohio and Florida. If he does that, I think it'll be very hard to steal this. If he wins one of two, he's still in a fight for his life, but it's a fight he can win. If he loses both, we are headed to a brokered convention in which they will try to steal it from.
Will it help having listeners put pressure on neocon talk show hosts, the media, the government, that we're not going to put up with this being stolen? We know what's happening. Would it help, or would it be seen as sour grapes to have Trump come out once there's news reports and say, look, they're shaving votes for a broker convention. Romney and Kasich admit they want to steal and ignore your popular vote. He has them on tape. Shouldn't he produce ads that are just internet only so everybody can run them, showing that they admit they're stealing it?
Look, there's many things I think the Trump campaign should be doing. But at this juncture, he's come a long way, and this is within his grasp. And the panic level of those who would steal it from him has reached levels of hysteria. We had his rallies being compared to Nuremberg rallies.
Glenn Beck is on TV saying he's Hitler. It's just amazing. What do you think about Glenn Beck saying he wants to stab Donald Trump?
There's no different than the this political consultant out of Tallahassee, this fellow Wilson, saying he wants to pull a bullet in Trump. He's an honored commentator on CNN. He goes on to accuse my friend Ann Coulter of having anal sex with Donald Trump for her support.
Yeah, the New York Times says kill Trump. I mean, I don't want to kill anybody, but if I talk like that, I get arrested, and I should. Why are they allowed to have calls to action to violence?
Because they are the insiders. This is elite deviance. As you know, folks like the Bushes and the Romneys and others break the law with impunity. They're so connected, so wired. And at the end of the day, they are all in the same tent, as we have said time and time again. The establishment, if they can't voice Romney upon us, or Kasich. And I think at this point, those are the two options. This is an intramural power struggle within the insider clique. They're not all united behind one ambition.
So this is an elite civil war. Trump has triggered an elite civil war.
Well, everybody sees an opportunity to be the savior of the establishment wing, so that the lobbyists and the insiders can gorge on our tax money for another
exactly.
4 or 8 years.
A, what's coming next? Rubio and Cruz, and now, of course, Romney say that the media is shitting on bombshells about Trump. What are those supposed bombshells? He's not a pedophile, he's into women, so he's bad. I mean, what's the big bombshell?
Look, I don't think they have any bombshells. We've seen the best shot they've got. If I see one more television commercial talking about Trump University, I'm going to vomit. This is very simple. It was a real estate course. 98% of the people who took it were happy, were satisfied. Most of them went on to make money. A few disgruntled people.
I know. I've given $10 bills to homeless. I've given $10 bills to homeless, and they bitch it's not a 20.
Right, exactly. So that's what you have. This is a nothing issue. Trump's exactly right. When this goes to court in a civil case, he will triumph. He will win. It's all bogus. And as I said on the show, the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, actually went to Trump and his daughter and said, I have this case. Trump University, you've got some complaints. I can make this all go away. I wouldn't worry about it. How many tickets are you buying to my next fundraiser? And when they refused to buy, he brought this case. That is a fact.
Unbelievable. No, he said that on TV. I mean, Trump wouldn't say that unless it was true. He gets his butt suit off. I tell you, it's incredible. We only got 2 minutes left. I want to ask Roger Stone, again, the consummate Trump insider. This is obviously an epic moment, edge of our seats. Americans are saying in polls it's the wildest election ever. I only expect it to get more crazy.
Well, look, I've just been handed a report that we now have over 217 people, witnesses, who say they saw Cruz voters voting more than once in Kansas. So as the piece you've just posted says, Tricky Ted, people who are liberty-minded conservatives need to understand, he is of the Bushes. He was George W. Bush's chief issue advisor. Donald Trump is wrong. He didn't just push John Roberts. He recruited him for the Bush administration. His wife, Heidi, top deputy to Condoleezza Rice, deputy national security advisor when we rushed to the Iraq War. Then she went over to the U.S. Trade Representative office, working as a deputy to Robert Zelig, whose name should be Zelig, because whether it's Carter or Bush or Obama, this guy stays in office. He's part of the permanent government. Where Heidi gave
some people say Zelig is the architect of 9/11.
There are many people who believe that, and I think it's entirely possible. Look, I'm unfamiliar with his role with 9/11, but I put nothing past the establishment. At a minimum, I know that there's Saudi influence there.
They ordered to stand down, Mayor Mahmoud.
That has been hidden from us. So the point here is, watch Michigan. Trump's lead there in the polls down to 5. Kasich may bump Romney there. He needs to win there and Ohio to breathe life in his chance to be the candidate of the Kingmakers.
All right. Roger Stone, thank you. We'll talk to you more this week with the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Thank you so much, StoneZone.com. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Alex, victory or death?
Yeah, victory or death, liberty or death. We'll be back with your phone calls in 3 minutes.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, when I saw that Benedict Arnold Lindbeck come out against Trump, I knew that I had to keep supporting Trump. Trump's not perfect. We'll try to keep him honest. Well, I tell you, every sack of garbage from Tony Blair. Tony Blair says he thinks that Trump's dangerous, but also that he's entertaining. I tell you what's entertaining was you faking all that intelligence on Iraq to blame them for Saudi Arabia and 9/11 and then killing over a million Iraqis. And Madeleine Albright on TV saying 500,000 dead Iraqi children was a good price to pay. You guys on TV talking about killing half a million kids and how good you are. Hell, let's give an award to Jeffrey Dahmer then. He's a humanitarian compared to you people. Man, you folks are sick. You make your jokes up there like we don't see it or hear it. I'll be honest, I was getting depressed hearing that Beck was getting ready to go belly up and bankrupt and the rest of it. But now I just say good riddance, man. Him on Stephanopoulos, that Clinton operative, washing Stephanopoulos' feet. Couldn't be any more obvious what a sick group the Republican establishment is. The Kentucky senator, the senior senator from Kentucky, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, we'd rather have Hillary Clinton in than Donald Trump. Well, you know what? Then I'm for Donald Trump. Even if he does stuff I don't like, the fact that you hate him so much. And let me tell you, people say, well, that's a ruse. They're playing that to make you support Trump. No, they're not. They are pulling their hair out because they're in a sick club. And there's something about Trump they know they don't like. Maybe it's that Trump's youngest son isn't out in public a lot. Maybe Trump's youngest son got damaged from vaccines. Maybe they got CIA reports on him. Maybe they know what he really talks about. Maybe they know what Trump really knows. Maybe they know he's not a parasite who wants to hurt people. And just because of that, they want him destroyed. We're going to find out, aren't we? Let's go to Dan, and then we're going to go to Cindy and others. Dan, thanks for holding from Washington. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller, man. I've loved you for years.
Love you, brother.
I used to watch you in Austin on Public Access, actually.
Good. That's stuff. Where I started 21 years ago.
I heard Ron Paul came out against Trump. I just want to say disappointed in Ron Paul. I think kind of basically we need a populism and nationalist movement more than libertarianism, because I think libertarian, like Glenn Beck, has been completely hijacked.
Really astute of you. Look, it's nationalism. Trump's like, they got 20%+ tariffs on us internally in China with their currency. They won't do it. I'll put a tariff on them to match it. That's not protectionism. That's level playing field. That's what scares them, is that Trump actually wants to do things. And look, Ron Paul's a purist. I can admire that. He comes on the show every month. I'm a big supporter. But it is a cheap shot, you know, to just sit there and just make the easy statement. Because I saw him on, I think it was Fox, and he goes, well, you know, Trump, sure, let's bash Trump for the KKK, but, you know, is it the media, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he kind of halfway went along with that, and there's no point to do that. Obviously, they hate Trump because of the nationalism, and I get the fact he isn't perfect on every issue. Well, Rand Paul didn't follow Ron Paul on every issue. So are we going to throw him out of the mix, too? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think, I like Pat Buchanan a lot longer than I liked Ron Paul. I like audit the Fed, and I like the anti-war stuff. But a lot of the libertarian stuff, as far as the open borders and the, you know, free trade kind of stuff, I'm just not into, you know, so.
Well, yeah, that's the extreme libertarianism of Peter Thiel, and that's what we're getting at. Mexico can't have rules on us and not give free welfare away, but we do. It's called being fair. I mean, I was reading where the U.S. holds refugee centers all over the Middle East and Latin America, where we pay to bring the refugees to stage them. That's in my stack, to fly them in. Why am I supposed to pay for everybody? They go, well, you're white. And at a certain point, it's meant, I guess, to balkanize me and make me a racist. I'm not going to be a racist, but I'm not going to go along with the globalist policies. Thanks for the call, Dan. Great points. Cindy, we're going to talk to Cynthia, in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, the voting box is supposed to be our voice. They've done everything over the years to take that away from us with their delegates and their super delegates. Now, I think I know what they're afraid of with Trump. Trump could be the death knell to the New World Order. He could put so many people in jail, not just Hillary. There are so many people in the government that should be in jail right now, and only Trump can do that. And I believe he will do that. And last night, I watched Judge Jeanine Pirro, Justice for Judge Jeanine. She laid that out in her open about Romney. It is so good. I wish you could put that up on your show.
Sure. Where did you see that?
Justice with Judge Jeanine. That's on Fox. She does an open in the beginning.
She Guys, look up on Fox the opening of Justice with Judge Jeanine. I know who she is. I know she has a show. I never have time to watch it. I watch more TV in the morning, but... We'll look into that. Look, are you telling me you believe in the conspiracy theory that if they have a broker convention and he has 1,000 delegates and Ted Cruz has 400 or Romney has none and they give the nomination to Romney with no delegates, you're saying it's stealing to take people's popular vote and ignore it? That's racist, okay? If Trump has 1,000... and Cruz has 500, and Rubio has 200, and Kasich has 100, and Romney has zero, that means Romney wins. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. If you have a business, you didn't build it. If you wrote a book, you didn't write it. If you paint a painting, you didn't paint it. Healthcare is free under Obamacare. 2 + 2 = 5. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. Ma'am, do I have to send by some political correctness officers to make sure you're not an extremist or a terrorist? Are you telling me that a broker convention is a theft?
Well, the truth is, they're right about one thing. Donald Trump is very dangerous, very dangerous.
Well, yeah, well, maybe I'll say he doesn't exist. And if you say he ever existed, you're a conspiracy theorist. They're now in some areas of the country teaching mothers and fathers never existed. Not just don't use the term in America. They didn't exist. And I agree. I'm mainstream media. I agree with George Stephanopoulos. Fathers and mothers never existed. And you didn't build your business. And if you don't agree with me, you're a racist and a conspiracy theorist. Thank you, Cindy, for your extremism. Rusty in Arkansas, former state, I guess in FEMA Region 6. Rusty, Arkansas never existed, you extremist. Go ahead.
Yeah, we never existed. Bill Clinton made sure of that. Yeah, I just wanted to say, Alex, to everybody listening, you need to be taking X2 Survival Shield. It's a great product. Support the movement. Buy these products. The other question I have for you, Alex, is I know we need to stump for Trump. How can we support Ventura when he's an atheist? Me and you love God. How can we support Ventura?
I'll be honest with you. Ventura doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. He's a real guy. He's smart in ways, not smart in others. He's gone through a lot of stuff, family dying and stuff. He used to, and it makes him not believe in God. I had a grandmother that believed in God by the time she died, but, you know, got hurt by her husband dying and stuff and got mad at God. And, you know, Ventura just is, he's a real guy, so I like him. But at the same time, when I'm saying support him to inject 9/11 truth or other issues, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Ventura is a good person. He's just as conflicted. Does that make sense in my opinion?
Sense. That makes sense. Just pray for him.
You want to add anything else? I don't want to cut you off early.
No, that's fine. Stump for Trump. Everybody go vote for Trump. God bless.
Absolutely. Trump believes in God. At least he professes it. That's enough, isn't it? Radioactive, no doubt about that. We all are.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio. We take the talk radio format, bring it to TV. We're the first to do it about 16 years ago. Been on air 21 years. And we just keep doing it. And we just want common sense. Family, private property, freedom, liberalism. Lower taxes, more freedom, more choices. That's liberal. not people telling you what words to use or what you can say or do or where you can go. Long as I'm not hurting somebody else, get out of my business. But they're in our business. So now I'm in their business to get them off our backs. I want to talk to Frank, Phil, Joshua, Rick, and others, Rich, here in just a moment. Before I do that, they have passed a bunch of laws and regulations where I can't make claims about the products and InfoWarsLife.com. But you've noticed our knowledge about politics. See, I don't have 15 political pundits on every week. I find one that's super accurate and has the inside baseball and will tell the truth. They're on every day. There's endless guests we could get on. Endless. People knocking down our doors to get on, obviously. We get economists on, politicos on, scientists on, doctors on, authors on, musicians on. People that tell the truth and know what they're talking about. Because that's who I want to hear. That's who I want to associate with. People that are trailblazers, like Matt Drudge or Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. They're really going against the grain, not with just bull, but with stuff that's proven to be way more accurate than what the establishment's shoveling. And it's the same thing for colloidal silver, topically, internally. If you don't know what colloidal silver can do for you and your family, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the nationwide bestseller that's sold at Whole Foods everywhere. Private labeled for us. It's $24 everywhere else. $25. It's $9.95. That's how capitalist I am. And the small profit we make funds this operation. It works, too. You sell something way lower than everybody else, you end up dominating the market. So even though it's small profit per bottle, $8.96 if you sign up for auto ship, get additional 10% off. Anthroplex. Just go research what it does with all the estrogen mimickers and all the stuff that's meant to suppress our normal metabolic system. Go read what Anthroplex does. Go read what the other products do at InfoWarsLife.com. Find out. Bare minimum, buy the products. It funds the operation. You want to fight tyranny? There's nowhere you can spend your money that is more effective, period. Period. And I love the fact that we're supported by people buying $25 and $30 and $9.95 bottles of high-quality nutraceuticals. But go do your own research on the ingredients and the products we have. And we come up with the very best we can, the purest, the strongest. We don't do any advertising outside of this operation. It's all about the product blowing your socks off. That's what sells it. People know I don't make stuff up. They know I only promote what I think's the best. You get it. You have a big effect. You keep buying it. That funds us fighting globalists. It's a win, 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 win. I am neurotic, folks, and everybody knows it. I will not screw anybody over. Even my enemies, I feel bad stepping on them when I have to defend my family. But I do it. I do it quickly and decisively. But I don't take pleasure out of crushing people. I do what I have to do on a mission. And if I tell you, let me tell you, it tortures me to listen to some of the third-party advertising on affiliates or wherever. And I'm not knocking them. They don't know. Ad agencies buy it. People think ads you hear on the network or on stations are mine. If an ad's there, I'm endorsing it. And what I endorse, I believe in and know has worked for me and is incredible. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whether it's non-GMO seeds or water filtration systems or Hillary for President t-shirts, the fight against global tyranny starts at InfoWars. And the war purse, the war bonds that fund it, is InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us, that have spread the word about the broadcast, that have prayed for us, that have bought the products. Praying for us is just as important or more important than spreading the word or even buying the products. In fact, unequivocally, it's more important. So thank you for your prayers, first and foremost. We don't believe in them. We rely on them. And I can feel them. I don't deserve them. I can feel your good souls turn towards me. I'm turned towards you. You got a commitment that I'll fight these people to the death. I can barely contain the energy I've got to fight them in this body. I'm here. I'm with you. I want to go all the way. I'm never going to submit or surrender. You got a commitment right there. Now, I may blow up. I may run off the road. I may flip and blow into flames. But no, I did it all pressing down that accelerator. All right, I'm going to take four more calls. Means we can give each caller about a minute and a half. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, brother.
God bless you and your crew and your family.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Basically, I've been trying to call you for weeks now about Ted Cruz. There's one thing, I don't know if you knew about this, that he was one of the deciding votes for the fast track, which I believe leads to immigration as well, like open borders. Am I correct or am I wrong?
No, that's right. In the end, he supported TPP. I know. I wanted to believe in Ted Cruz, but he's a smooth operator, and I don't want to. I mean, he's certainly better than Hillary Clinton, but yeah, he's a chip off the old block.
And I don't know if you know about Stephen Miller. He's actually a trusted aide for Senator Jeff Sessions. He was actually the one who exposed it. Actually, that's who I actually heard it from, believe it or not.
No, I'd love to get Senator Sessions on. Let's see if we can do that. Yeah, no, Senator Sessions is a really good person. You can just see it when he gives a speech, but his voting record, you know, they claim he's all about immigration. He doesn't obsess about that. He just says you got to have people come in legally. He's obsessed about TPP and all of it, and that was good for Trump to bring up TPP during the... he's his own man is why they hate him. He really is his own man. He might even be an egomaniac and not that good. I'm not saying that, but he's his own guy, and they hate it. What do you say to that?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. He's the only chance we got. Unfortunately, he's not perfect. Nobody is. But I definitely don't want Hillary Clinton. I definitely don't want Rubio or Cruz.
I agree. God bless you. I got to jump to other callers. But they call him a flip-flopper? No, he admits when he's wrong and says, no, I get it now. We're not torturing a guy who has a bomb and we want to know where the other bomb is. It's illegal. Okay, I get it. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. And then he goes, oh, I wanted to bring in immigrants because I thought there was Christians. I thought we were bringing Christians in killed by radical Muslims. You're bringing radical Muslims in? Stop them all till you vet them. They go, oh, first you're wrong to bring them in. Now you're this racist. No, it's common sense. So the fact that he does that, you can see, I know not just Stone, but a bunch of folks know him. Literally, Trump's running his own show. They hate that. The controlling groups hate that. Let's talk to Phil in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yay. Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, I just want to give a shout-out to all the info warriors out there, first of all. And second of all, I don't know what's up with Glenn Beck's STD and filled in mind, but he is completely insane going against Donald Trump. He knows that he can defeat the globalists, and he knows Donald Trump knows that there's 26 or 24 pages missing from the 9/11 commission, and he's going to expose that.
That's right. Look, I'm going to give out the inside baseball now. I just decided to do it. I was told by a Rolling Stone reporter and by other high-level reporters that they have incredible material on Glenn Beck of a Rubio-type nature and that Glenn Beck is blackmailed. And then that information was not put out by the White House at Media Matters because Glenn Beck is basically taking orders from the White House. There, I just went ahead and said it because I'm sick of him. I've known this for years. That's what high-level folks told me. Glenn Beck is blackmailed.
And I'm just telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
I got to let you go because of that. We got to delay that. Guys, we cannot do cussing on air. I'm an FCC show. I'm on commercial stations. Don't do it or you just cut yourself off the air. Joshua in Florida. I'll try to go to Rich. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Love your show. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, you've been bringing up this Satanism. And when you go down the rabbit hole, we find all these Satanists and devil worshippers in these secret societies. And I wanted to tell you, you're spot on, and I witnessed it firsthand accidentally. I was down in the Amazon jungle on an ayahuasca retreat, and I had this shaman. He was saying that he was channeling interdimensional beings that were giving him blueprints to build a pyramid in the middle of the Amazon River, and he's funding this now, and it's in construction. So I wanted to tell you that, as crazy as it is, you know, reality is stranger than the wildest fiction.
Well, that's why the Bible says pharmakia is witchcraft. It can be fun and all this stuff, but when you really get down to it, everybody has the same experiences. There's all these other dimensions, and that's what the elite believe, whether it's real or not. They believe they're getting demonic power through this other dimension into this one. But we're only on a planet in deep space. I'm sure none of that's happening. Everything's fine, right? I'm sorry to Rich. I'm out of time. Call me back, Rich. I'll go to the head of the line next time. Great job with the crew. We've been up here since noon today working. So much is coming up this week. Big broadcast this week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please tell your friends, your family, everybody to tune in.